Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity, set up chores, and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
I'm always high on the hogs, guys. I'm high. Well, I'm not high right now, but my day is young.
My odometer's way up there. I'm that 2018 that's already got 130,000 miles on it.
The Razorbacks rush across the field to get that boot.
Tommy, Chuck, and Ty, you guys are the gold standards of sports talk radio.
He bleeds to Arkansas.
Ty's got good hair.
So back to the Stanley conversation before we move on this morning. I got a text from Dustin on the McCarty Daniel hotline. He said his Stanley, listen to this, Tommy. His Stanley has been to every duck hole between Worcester and Stuttgart and been to Afghanistan 3 times, yeah. Japan, Poland, Turkey, and the Saudi. Can't beat, he said, for 15 years. So this thing, his Stanley has been all over the world. It sounds like.
Well, but the Stanley we're discussing in today's context versus the ones that my grandfather had or your grandfather would have had are two different things. The one I've got over here that people, you know, that people are, you know, raving about and some guys want to make fun of is one thing. And then what he's talking about, it's got the, like we said, the bluish green tint to it, silver cap, handle on the side, may have came with a toolbox, lunchbox type deal. I've got one of those two at home. I don't know where I never went to the work site with it, but somewhere I've got one of those two. It's good for taking fishing. I don't know where it came from, but I've got one too.
You got a couple. So again,
I got one of the old school ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the kind of the one you're talking
but
about.
But I've got a couple of these other ones too.
It seems to be a passion.
Which are better for the golf course.
Yeah. It seems to be a passionate topic. So at some point we'll come back to it. But for now, let's talk some basketball. Eric Musselman. Kind of talking about the talent they lost off last year's team. You think about Anthony Black, first round draft pick, Nick Smith Jr. I know he didn't get to see his full capabilities last season. Jordan Walsh and Ricky Council, which have rotated between the Philadelphia 76ers and the Boston Celtics G League teams and the actual roster. I saw Ricky scored his first point the other night and Jordan played his first minutes, but replacing four NBA guys is tough.
We're replacing four guys that have played in the NBA this year. Four players is a lot of guys to try to fill in. And I think what we're seeing is a lot of those guys, super talented players. And right now, both sides of the ball, offensively struggling, defensively struggling, consistency struggling. I still believe in this team, and our staff believes based on how we practice. And we're going to keep tinkering. Like, we're not going to roll out the same group of guys. We're not going to roll out the same rotation. Somewhere in this roster, we've got to figure out how to play better basketball than what we played, especially in league play.
Now, a couple things. One, as the head coach of the Arkansas basketball team, it is his job to replace those players. It's not always easy, said the ton. As we've seen to this point, they have missed on the transfer portal evaluations, which they're having to do in a quick, short period of time. And we'll get to some of the other stuff they said in regards to that. But he did say he still believes in this team. I don't think the majority of you do. And it's really hard for me to believe in this team right now. I thought I was going to start after the Texas A&M win because they just figured out a way at the tail end to get the thing done, and then they followed up with a dismal defensive and offensive performance against South Carolina. So you want to find something to believe in, but they haven't given you much of a chance this week. Now, you get a chance tomorrow night to play a good Ole Miss team that hasn't lost at home. Again, has not lost at home all season. And then College game day in Kentucky will be here Saturday. So if you're going to come alive, which we've been asking for multiple weeks now, this is the week to do it. You can't keep kicking the tire down the road at this point.
Well, you're at a have you reached the crossroads here? I mean, I think you're past it myself, but this is certainly a week where if you don't go at least 1-1, if you go 0-2 this week, it's curtains, right? You can just start thinking about baseball. You can start thinking about portal for next season. How must fix is this? An 0-2 week, and really if you just get run out, if you just get run out of the gym, particularly at home against Kentucky, marquee game, curtains, I think, on this season. There's no coming back. You know, you may have a game or two here and there and a high moment here and there. You may still get Missouri and Vandy and get a couple of wins, but, you know, beyond that, your tournament talk is over.
Yeah, no, you're right on that. In regards to this Saturday, kind of what it means, Musk's talked about, hey, it's not necessarily just about this team. It's more about the program overall.
It's a great tribute to, you know, especially the guys in the 4 years that I've been here. That year one, those guys played so hard. I think they did a great job of grabbing the attention of rest of the league for playing hard. And obviously the crowds have been unbelievable the last 4 years. And I think game day understands that Bud Walt is a building that, you know, that's one of the best in the nation. And, you know, we're not playing as well right now as a normal game day telecast, you know, and I think it's a tribute to some of the teams that have been here in the past and certainly to our crowds.
And they could get beat pretty good tomorrow night, and yet I still think there'll be a decent crowd on Saturday, not just for College game day, but also for the Kentucky game as well, which will be at 5:00. All right, let's go to the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Mike is in Fort Smith this morning. Mike, welcome into the program, man.
Hey, this morning.
Good.
I think the problem with Razorback basketball is Eric Musselman. His rotation is terrible. And Nolan Richardson said at the very beginning of the year that this is a great team. Only problem he had was substituting a rotation, as we call it. But his rotation is not very good. He should know by now. He's the head coach. And what has happened, he's pretty much lost his team. And I don't know how he's going to get it back. But they don't have no confidence in him. And if you don't have confidence in players, really. And so I hate that for him. And I'm going to raise back fans no matter what. But this is a better team than what we're seeing. It really is. Yeah. All he has to do is go back to the games with Purdue and go back to games against Duke. Look at the film. See how he stood. If he goes back to that, he'll be all right. But the way he's doing now, playing guys 1 minute, they make a mistake, take him out of the game. Debo can do anything he wants. He leaves Debo in the game. Those guys don't like that kind of stuff. And you're not seeing it. You're not hearing it. But I guarantee it's a problem in the practice field. I guarantee it is. Yeah. But anyway, just, you know, something needs to be resolved. I don't know how he's going to do it, but he's pretty much lost the team.
Did he ever have the team, Mike?
The what?
Did he ever have this team the way he's had his previous three?
No, this team is not like the previous three teams. It's not.
I just don't know that the buy-in's there the way you've had it the last 3 years.
I think you're right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying lost. The buy-in is not there with this group. I don't know where he is.
I don't know that it's all at the feet of Muss. I think, you know, you got to meet somewhere in the middle. It's not none on Muss, but it's you know, there's enough to go around here.
Well, how about that? I agree with you on that. I think it's Tommy from everybody. But somewhere down the road, the guys are not buying into what he's saying. He's already proved it. He can do this. He's already proved it.
Mm-hmm.
And so now guys are playing individual. Just watch him play. They're individual ball. They're not playing team ball at all, not right now. That's why I say he's pretty much lost because they're not playing team ball. They don't care if they win or lose. Their mannerism when they get on the court is not hungry like it was before. So I don't know how he's going to get it back. I really don't.
Well, Michael, we appreciate the call this morning. A couple things in regards to subbing and stuff. I mean, Nolan rotated, 10 guys pretty consistently back in the day? So if you're asking about subbing procedures.
His 10 were pretty good.
Yeah.
A couple of those years, they were really good.
Again, I don't know if that's the example you want to cite. Now, if you want to cite the last 3 years, sometimes it did take a while. For example, 2 years ago, I believe it was their sixth. At one point, I looked this up. I believe it was their sixth conference game. Maybe it was the seventh, which they were, I believe, 2-4. This is the Stanley Amude, JD Note, Jalen Williams squad until they found the starting rotation that started the rest of the way. So, and you mentioned the buy-in and stuff. If I had to guess, and again, maybe this year's team's different, if I got and went back to our shows a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and listened to the callers like yourself or myself and my thoughts on this basketball team, I would say we're saying something very similar as right now. Now, the tone has been, well, this team's different. This team doesn't have the buy-in and stuff. Guys, again, they were 1-5 in conference play last year. They were 2-4, I think, 2 years ago, and then like 1-3. I mean, they have just had some abysmal starts, and non-conference 2 years ago was not great either. Last year was pretty good, not so much this year. Devo, your point about Devo, I think, is well made. I felt like at points Devo has just kind of done whatever he wanted, and the coaching staff hasn't necessarily yanked him or pulled him out, which can be frustrating because, one, he's supposed to be the supposed leader of your team, and two, there are older veteran guys on this roster that haven't necessarily played all their time at Arkansas but don't necessarily want to put up with that stuff. And I would agree with you on that, Mike. I don't know if I'm, again, 100% on board with you, some of your other thoughts, but I would say that is well made this morning.
And I heard Derek going on. We've talked about this in smaller doses, but Derek was pounding the drum yesterday afternoon that, hey, you know, at some point, Mus has got to take, you know, public responsibility for some of this. And you don't hear it in press conferences. You don't hear it on his radio shows that it's not necessarily he's coming at that, hey, I'm coaching and I'm putting together a good game plan and these guys just aren't doing what I tell them. But it's more along those lines. And, you know, I don't know how that would set with the team, but the team, you know, I'm sure the team pays attention to a degree of what's being said publicly by their head coach, but I don't know that they're, you know, YouTubing and pulling up on hitthatline.com every press conference and every word that Mus does say. So, you know, at some point, you know, it has to be a shared responsibility, and just like it's going to be a shared credit if they ever find a way out of this mess they're in right now.
Because, like, I mean, it needs to be said again, he's the one that recruited the players along with the rest of the coaching staff.
Yep. He assembled this team, mm-hmm. So it's on him.
Yeah. Tyler in Mountain View texted on the McCarty-Dayton hotline, I don't think it would be as frustrating if the team was playing with great effort. He doesn't feel like they're doing that. At points, they're going through the motion. He feels like to play the guys that give the most effort, and it will change. I think a lot of people would say that Layden Blocker is one of those guys. Luke texted in on the McCarty-Dayton hotline. I will stand with Mus before I stand with any of the players. We've done it with a lot less talent. The only thing we are missing is a bruiser in the five spot. I said that all offseason. That is going to come back to haunt Arkansas, and it has to this point. They are at points Charmin soft down low and then continuously get out-rebounded.
An insult to Charmin.
Yeah. Andy in Mountain Home says, it just feels different this year, Ty. They aren't just losing, but they're getting blown out. Well, I would say, again, the first Elite Eight team got housed by LSU and Alabama on the road by a combined nearly 60 points, if I remember correctly. They've gotten blown out before, guys and gals. It's, again, I'm telling you, if we listened to the show a year, 2 years, and 3 years ago, we are saying almost the exact same thing.
But there was a moment.
Did we question their effort ever, though? I don't remember. Like, did we ever say?
Yeah, maybe? When you're getting destroyed by 20 and 30.
But to Big C's point, not like this. It wasn't game in, game out. There would be moments, you know, they'd play pretty well and they'd have a good record going into January. Then they'd have that early January swoon and then they come out of it. And it wasn't this perpetual questioning of the effort that I think you're talking about. This is different this year, Ty. It just is.
Tyler from El Dorado says, it seems like the players don't trust Mus and the previous teams that, I think he spelled it wrong, that he have didn't miss necessarily trust him either. I think he mistyped something this morning. So probably that
voice texting doesn't work, always work great.
Eric from Fayetteville, this team lacks intensity and it appears they don't care. I think their idea of a heavy practice day is spending 2 hours at the hair salon because it seems to be the kind of thing their only thing that they're worried about.
Listen, if they were winning, you wouldn't worry about their fingernails or their hair color.
You would think that Trevin Brazil's hairdo, which I cool.
How do I get one? How do I get a purple hair? You know, is that purple or is that lavender? I'm not sure. What color would you describe that?
The red?
Well, it was. Is it red? I thought it was a little more of a lavender.
I thought it was red. I mean, lavender red.
Yeah.
I'm good with whatever. I just want him to win. Eric and Greenwood, I fully believe they know what he's thinking. He may not be thrown under the bus in the press conference, but I guarantee he's busting their butts in the locker room at this point. I would, again, he keeps talking about how they're a good practice team. He said it last night, but and they had a good 3-hour practice yesterday.
Yeah, I heard Chandler Lawson talking about a 3-hour workout.
Listen to this.
Man. It was a good practice, you know. We needed that practice. I know after a loss, it's always tough to come in and just trying to see what guys' minds are. I feel like this is one of our best practices. I feel like we going to come together and listen to the coach more. I feel like we going to be have that competitive nature as Coach Mudd's been talking to us about. I feel like the more we practice, I feel like the more we going to come together and just bring that hardwood back to Arkansas Fayetteville.
Now, Mudd has described Chandler as the most coachable player on the team. This is a guy that won, I believe, several state championships in high school. Memphis kid, played in Memphis, played at Oregon, and is now spending his, I believe, final year in Fayetteville, Arkansas. So this is not how he wants to go out on top. I think a lot of these guys, again, were thinking that this was going to be a tournament team. And that's one of the things Mus talked about in the recruiting process of players. The transfer guys is like some of the ones that hadn't been to the NCAA tournament, hadn't made it far. One of their pitches is that, hey, we've had deep tournament runs, and I think we can have one again this year. To this point, it doesn't look like that's going to happen. You're on the not just outside looking in. If the NCAA tournament site is in one of them's in Omaha, Nebraska, you're in like Florida right now. You got a long way to travel to get to that point. And again, as Robbie in Jacksonville points out, who is in Florida this morning, this team just looks different because it's not just the losing aspect, it's the consistent blowouts, unfortunately, that this team has suffered to this point.
Well,
that was a funny quote from Chandler, though, you're saying.
Well, I was listening to part of that last night, and you know, you could tell that, you know, you could hear the when he was asked about the practice in the 3 hours, the giggle or kind of the chuckle of what, hey, this is what we needed. But in Must We Trust is something we've always said. I'm not saying we've lost trust, but we've trusted that it was going to come together. For a month, we've talked about it. Well, I mean, that's been the common refrain, right? Well, Mus will figure it out. He'll put it together because that's what we've seen. That's what we trusted. I think we're now all coming around the corner that for whatever reason, and we all have an opinion on what the reason is, this isn't going to be the year. It's just not coming together.
Yeah, Trevin Rogers points out he thinks it's Trevin Brazil. Outside of the Duke game, he can't really remember Trevin having immediate impact and produced at the level that we anticipated. A guy that I think a lot of fans were excited, him coming off his ACL. I know he got an ankle injury earlier this year, but I would, again, there outside the Duke game, I can't think of a Trevin Brazil game that he just knocked the doors off the place. And against Duke, he knocked down some clutch three-pointers. He had a career-high 3 or 4 in that game, but there hadn't been a lot of other games he points to, man.
But let's be honest. I mean, Devo's had some big moments against Kansas and some postseason games and games at parts of the calendar that mattered more. But, man, you line up how many games he played in his going on 4 full years. I mean, I don't know, 100-plus at this point. How many would you say, man, that was an all-SEC type performance? That was. I mean, how consistent has he really been? Offensively, he doesn't give you a lot consistently, but yet we put Devo on this pedestal or these level of expectations like, hey, Devo's supposed to drive the bus here. Well, no. Look at his career in totality and tell me why you think that.
Well, what I would say to that is for Devo, it's the leadership that you expected him to bring this season and some of the
but leadership with guys he's never met before till, you know, early summer last year.
Yeah, and that's, again, part of the transfer
portal
cycle.
Guys that are his age.
You have to go through. But even as a true freshman, when he got them going, I mean, we've got to remember, guys, in Musselman's first tournament game here, Arkansas's down double digits in the first half to that one team. I can picture their jerseys.
Colgate.
I just can't. Yeah, Colgate. Thank you, Big C. And Devo was the one that got a couple steals in that game and kind of let them go. And you mentioned the Kansas game. I think 7 or 8 of 11 or 7 of 10, he's been in double digits in these games, which if you look at his career,
you get extra credit for postseason games. I'm with you on that, but you look at the whole picture, you mean you've got to have the regular season games to get to the postseason. We're learning that the hard way right now.
Yeah, I would say, and again, this hasn't been a great example for him this year based on the way the team has played, based on some of the stuff that's happened. But he is a guy that you want with you rather than against you. I know there was some stuff that happened after Maui last season, but he has been way more of a net positive than a negative for Arkansas basketball the last 4 years. And you just hope that whether it's him or anyone else, they start clicking, even though it's looking pretty bleakish.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
At this point.
The Arlington Resort Hotel and Spa in downtown Hot Springs, Arkansas is the perfect destination for your next getaway. Join them for a romantic Valentine's Day getaway with a special dinner or romance package. Or if you're coming to town for live racing, they've got room for you every weekend, including Martin Luther King Day weekend and President's Day weekend. Experience all the luxury and hospitality of a Grand Southern Hotel. The accommodations are sure to please everyone. Visit arlingtonhotel.com for more details. That's arlingtonhotel.com.
Call or text the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 877-377-6963. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
When you're looking for a new car, you want to shop for a vehicle you love with an organization you trust. You've probably heard that McLarty Daniel means making deals, but what I'm inspired by the most is that McLarty Daniel means making a difference in our community. When you buy a vehicle with McLarty Daniel, you reinvest right here in the community, in our schools, in our little leagues, in our food banks, and our people. So you're not just making a purchase, you're making a difference too. Come see us at any of our 6 locations in Northwest Arkansas.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
Still getting text about the Super Bowl picks. Derek thinks that Lamar is an elite quarterback. Again, he's going to get a chance to test himself this weekend. He thinks that Cody Lavaca says it's like Jackson and Burrow right behind Patrick Mahomes, and then the next category is like Josh Allen, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert. Herbert's going to have a new quarterback. I did see Jim Harbaugh, again, still being vetted by them, the Los Angeles Chargers. Are you surprised that Harbaugh has not been hired?
Yeah, I'm of the opinion, it's just my opinion, Harbaugh's negotiating terms, not money, but terms with Michigan. He wants a big, wide safety net that if the NCAA or the Big Ten drops a hammer on him, they can't fire him without paying him his money. I think he just wants to, that's my opinion and only my opinion, but I think he wants to stay in Michigan if he can get some contractual guarantees about his future.
Yeah, which,
his safety and how much money he's going to get, even if fired with cause.
Yeah, Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, reporting that he is seeking that part of the contract out where he can get that. Again, if a clause in the contract where it says that he still basically recoups the money even if he's fired with the cause, like you're saying.
Yeah, so I think that's where we're headed.
All right, let's talk to our friend Bruce Stan of Pradco Fishing here, and we're going to get into our Pradco Pyramid of Power coming up. Bruce, dominating win for Tennessee on Saturday. I didn't expect that. I thought it would be a much tighter game, but whether it was Dalton Connect or the rest of that offense, they were clicking on all cylinders this Saturday.
Yeah, they look good. Alabama obviously failed its first road test. Really thought coming in averaging 91 points a game, they would light it up. It'd be a shootout, but Tennessee held them to 71 points. So they're still playing defense, and when Dalton Connect's averaging 32 points over his last four SEC games, that's kind of a different thing than we're used to seeing for Tennessee, someone that can provide consistent offense. So I think that kind of elevates them this year. Now, whether they can translate that to postseason, we're going to have to see that.
Yeah, and we're starting to get, you know, we're going to get into our Pradco Pyramid of Power. I think we've started separating. I think the top three are pretty easy right now to figure out. And I think even the order right now is hard. But, man, that middle of the pack, and I think that upper middle of the pack, those teams that are 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I think are pretty tightly wadded right now in this league.
They are. The cream's risen to the top. You know, the kind of shines off Alabama. So, you know, we're kind of going to have to go through this thing the next several weeks to see who is going to be an NCAA tournament team. Are we going to have a bunch of number one seeds in the NIT, or, you know, we're going to get some 8s and 9s in the NCAA?
Yeah. Big game tomorrow night, and we'll get into to all of it. But Auburn and Alabama at Alabama, 6:30 tomorrow night. That's a big game. It's going to do some separating of wheat from chaff, and from chaff in this conference.
Auburn's the only undefeated SEC team right now at this point, and with Alabama getting knocked off by the Vols this weekend, so that would be it is like saying a massive game. They win that though, I don't know how you don't keep them at one at this point in time, based on that. They haven't played the likes of Tennessee and Kentucky yet, which are both in that tier one category, I would think. But it is going to be it's going to be a heck of a game.
All right, let's get into it. Our Pradco Pyramid of Power.
Who are the best basketball teams in the SEC?
SEC! SEC!
Let's find out.
Perhaps I could be of some assistance.
This is the Pradco Pyramid of Power.
All right, you mentioned that 5-0 record for Auburn. That makes an easy choice for me. The only undefeated SEC team as far as conference play, 16-2. They beat Ole Miss over the weekend pretty handily, 82-59. So I've got Auburn at the top. Mentioned they play Bama on Wednesday. We'll learn some more. But, Bruce, I'm starting down in the jungle with the Auburn Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, they go 11-D at home. I don't think anybody can beat them. They do play at Alabama and at Mississippi State this week. So we'll find out, you know, if they can carry that on the road. That's a couple of tough places to play, really good teams. We'll see if Oates can bounce back from a devastating loss. And, you know, that's probably not who you want to play after you get blown out, Auburn.
Yeah. I got Tennessee at number two. They're the highest-ranked SEC team at 14-4, 4-1. We mentioned the defeat of Alabama on Saturday, and it really was never even close, 91-71. They're off in the midweek. Tennessee and Vandy both draw, I guess, the bye, if you will. But I got Tennessee a clear number two right now.
Yeah, I agree. Again, Dalton Connect looking like a All-American Player of the Year candidate. And, you know, kind of an easy week. But, you know, you always hate going to Vanderbilt. That's they could be, and they are, they're terrible. They got the worst record in SEC. But, you know, they'll be competitive.
All right, number three is Kentucky. They're ranked 6th in the country, 4-1 in the league, 14-3 overall. Beat Georgia on Saturday, 105-96. Very tough game. They got South Carolina on the road tonight at 6 o'clock, just two SEC games tonight. Kentucky, number three. I thought 1, 2, and 3 were pretty easy to figure out this week.
Yeah, Kentucky's the only team that can still successfully cheat with NIL. They got 7'2" freshman, Bonavir Ivicevic coming off the bench.
Right.
He scored 13, had 5 rebounds, 3 blocks, 2 steals in his college debut. Looked like an NBA player. I mean, they look like a Final Four team. Obviously, there's a lot of emotion. It was a home game. But I didn't like seeing that. To me, in the long run, that put Kentucky kind of a notch above everyone else. We'll see how he gels with everyone, but it was gelling on Saturday.
Yeah, they're saying, like, this dude's better than, what is that, Wendakumbo? How do you say his name, Ty? The dude that's taken number one last year. This guy for Kentucky.
Wembanyama?
Yeah, they're saying he's even better.
He's not quite Wembanyama talent, but when a 7'2" guy's throwing behind the back passes from the low block to the 3-point line and they're hitting them, that's not good.
No. All right, here's where the hard work began this week, because I had a hard time. I struggled with how to put 4, 5, and 6 in order. And I'll be interested to see if we agree on anything. I moved Alabama. I know Alabama lost, but I moved Alabama into the 4 slot. They lost to Tennessee, but right now, you know, they're at 4-1. They got a better conference record than Carolina and Ole Miss. I moved Alabama up despite the loss on Saturday.
Yeah, I did move Alabama way down. I moved to 5th. I actually, just based on what I saw against Arkansas, South Carolina's got some bigs. They can shoot threes. They're a thick team. They play good team defense. I think they're an NCAA tournament team. So 15-3, 3-2, big road win at Arkansas. I had South Carolina 4th.
All right, I got South Carolina 5. So where do you have Bama at 5? So we just flip flop.
Yeah, we just
flip-flop. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got Alabama 4 and South Carolina 5. Same stuff. They showed me some stuff against the Razorbacks. They play Kentucky tonight at 6:00. So that'll be a huge measuring stick for South Carolina. Then I got Ole Miss at 6, 15-3. Razorbacks get a piece of them. They lost to Auburn, but there's no shame in that. Get the Razorbacks tomorrow night in the late game at 8:00.
Well, I struggle with number 6, and just basically LSU beat Ole Miss. They're 3-2. They got a better SEC record than Ole Miss, even though they're 11-7 overall. They did lose a close one to A&M. They beat A&M on the road to start the season. So I just thought through 5 games, LSU had a little better start than Ole Miss, so I had him at number 6.
Okay, that's fair. I put LSU down in that next slot because of the loss over the weekend to A&M. And, you know, A&M gets some credit for, after losing at Arkansas, to bounce back and to avenge the loss with LSU. I thought that was big on A&M, what they did Saturday.
It was. Bud's a great coach. Wade Taylor obviously can light it up. No one wants to see Texas A&M come to town. I mean, they're going to lose some games, but it just seems like all their games are going to be close. And you hate playing the way they play.
And I've got Georgia kind of in that next wave of teams. They're 3-2 in the league, 13-5 overall. They showed us some stuff against the Razorbacks, but even in their loss to Kentucky, they were competitive, 105-96. They play LSU, so some of those teams kind of tightly, categorized together, tightly wadded there in that middle wave. Georgia, LSU, they play. That's a big game in my mind for that middle of the pack.
Yeah, I mean, Calipari played some boosters from the upper deck in the last 5 minutes. That was a 30-point game. So that final score was a little misleading. But, yeah, Georgia's better. They've obviously lost 2 games, Tennessee and Kentucky, no shame in that. I had them 7. Went Mississippi State 8, Ole Miss 9, A&M 10, Florida 11, then Arkansas, Missouri Vandy.
So I got Florida and State a little higher than I got the bottom 3, Arkansas, Mizzou, Vandy. In that order, it's kind of hard to argue at the bottom because Mizzou and Vandy haven't won a league game
at
this point.
Tyler Greenwood texting and saying this isn't as fun when Arkansas is on the bottom.
No, it is not.
In basketball.
It is not as fun for any of us. But
I'm having a great time. Well, I don't understand.
I understand. But all right, 1 through 6, Pradco Pyramid of Power. Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, Bama, South Carolina, Ole Miss is my order. We've got a couple of just rearranged there, but me and Bruce, where'd we get it right? Where'd we get it wrong, Ty?
I have Auburn up top. I would put Kentucky over Tennessee. I think the addition of Big Z, I'm not even going to try and pronounce his name like you did, Bruce, makes them a little better. I am curious to see if they're able to split in Knoxville and Lexington this year. There's going to be great games. I also put Bama. I know they got blown out this weekend by the Vols, but I would have them at 4. And Ole Miss, to me, deserves to be at 6, and South Carolina's at 5. So the only thing I would really switch, Tommy, is Tennessee and Kentucky. Outside of that, I agree pretty much with everything you did. LSU, like you said, Bruce, might have something to say to be in the top 6, but Ole Miss doesn't have a home loss this season, and they're looking like a team that no one really wants.
We got to find out, can Ole Miss go win on the road? That's what we got to find out about Ole Miss.
Yep, it's gonna be a tough atmosphere.
Against a good team.
Mm-hmm.
So
it is going to be a tough atmosphere. Well, Bruce, I know, again, you're on the water a lot. Tommy's been talking about the Stanley. We've got this bandwagon Tuesday thing going. Do you have a Stanley that you drink out of while fishing, or a Yeti? What is your drink of choice while you're out of the water?
Your container of choice.
Well, I kind of play the fence. I got both. I got a couple of Yetis. I got a couple of Stanleys. I got the old school, Stanley coffee thermos where, you know, you can put a whole pot of coffee in it and just kind of siphon it off throughout the day. So when you're spending 8 to 10 hours on the water, you got to have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
So the Yetis are good in the summer. They'll keep ice water real cold. I like that. You don't have to keep it in the freezer in the ice box to keep it cold. So, you know, I got a little bit of both. The big clunky Stanleys with the handle, to me,
that's old school.
It's
yeah.
kind of clunky to have on your desk. Got the Yetis, you know, just kind of fit in your hand. The 12-ounce Yetis are a little easier. So, you know, that's when you're old like me and you got kids that you get gifts and, you know, just I don't buy any of them. I just accumulate them and just happen to drink out of both of them. And then, Ty, if you ever bought me an Ozark Trails, I'd probably use that.
Okay, I'll keep that in mind for Christmas or your. When's your birthday?
He won't keep it in mind.
It's a September birthday, Ty.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Write that down.
I just jotted it down.
He's lying to you.
I know he is.
Hey, sports fans, don't let plumbing issues throw you off your game. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric is here to tackle those pesky drain blockages and ensure your water heater is always in MVP form. With Pascal's world-class service, you can count on a winning play every time. Whether it's a quick drain clear or a water heater touchdown, Pascal's got the expertise to keep your home running smoothly. Stay in the game and leave the plumbing to the pros. Schedule your service online anytime at gopascal.com. Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric.
You're listening to the Bud Light Morning Rush Podcast. Bud Light, proud sponsor of Arkansas Athletics.
So there's a great NCAA tournament round of 32 game in Musk's first year featuring Chris Beard's Texas Tech Raiders and your own Arkansas Razorbacks. And regardless if it's Little Rock, if it's CBA, if it's Texas, if it's this year's Ole Miss teams, Chris Beard's teams always seem to have a type of toughness.
I just remember sitting there 10 minutes in the game and saying both teams need shoulder pads and helmets because it's like a football game. It really was. I mean, I've never seen a more – that's the most physical game that I've ever seen in my life. So physicality is a trait. Competitiveness is a trait of his teams. Toughness, those things come to mind. And you better compete. You better be tough. You better be ready for a battle because that's what his teams exhibit.
Yep, and it was a battle that day in Indianapolis, Indiana, at Hinkle Fieldhouse. Justin Smith may have gotten away with the foul at the tail end. J.D. Notte grabs the rebound, runs out the clock, and Arkansas goes to its first Sweet 16 since 1996. Not the same stakes tomorrow night in the pavilion, but a place that they've not lost this year. 11-0 so far this season.
Man, I mean, your back's to the wall if you're Arkansas. You got to go win. You got to have some 2-0 weeks at some point. This is a tall ask this week. That's why losing to South Carolina at home really is magnified even more because you got two of the best 4 or 5 teams. I mean, we just did our Pradco Pyramid of Power. We all agree Ole Miss is within the top 6 of this league. So, I mean, and then you play Kentucky. So you needed a little breathing room. You didn't provide that. Now your back's to the wall with two elite opponents in this conference.
As far as Saturday goes, when you're back home at Bud Walton Arena, I've gotten some questions. Chuck kind of gave a public service announcement last night in regards to kind of the game day setup.
Here's the deal with game day. If you want to go to game day on Saturday, it's going to be from 10 to 11 o'clock. It's going to be inside the arena. The public's welcome. You do not have to have a ticket. You can just come in and go. They're going to have the A team here. It's going to be Reese Davis, Jay Billis, Jay Williams, Seth Greenberg, Andrea Carter, Christine Williamson. They're going to clear the arena after the show.
I think the only bad part of this weekend is just this is just not a premier Arkansas team like you've had the last. So they're coming at, I would say, one of the low points of the Eric Musselman era, which I know you can't time out everything, but it is kind of a bummer from that perspective because Arkansas very well could get thrashed on Saturday by one of the top three teams in the SEC.
And that's also why winning tomorrow night's important, to have a lot of good things to talk about on Saturday. But hey, that whole hour, I'll be honest, I've never sit down and watched the entire hour of a college basketball game day. This is not in the same realm or visibility that football game day is, not even close. But it is a 60-minute infomercial in many ways for your program, your facility, your coach, your town, all of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a win on Wednesday night would go a long ways to making that message, you know, a little bit better.
Yep. I would guess you mentioned kind of the infomercial for Fayetteville. I was texting Nick Wright last night, owner of Herman's, and I would guess that Reese and the rest of the crew at some point are going to make a trek over there. Seems like every time the ESPN crew's in town, they always do that. My favorite thing was that they don't have, I don't think they do it anymore, but Todd's Taste of the Town with Todd Blackledge back in the day with ESPN College Football. I love those segments growing up. I'm a basketball guy. This is something like in terms of college game that I've watched a good chunk of them full throughout because it's only an hour compared to three for football. But I was just kind of looking at the vantage point of, man, it just feels like that this is one of the lowest points in Musselman era compared to, I guess the only thing you can compare it to is first year. And hopefully, like you said, they get a win tomorrow.
You just won't tell them go somewhere else? Just don't come here. Go somewhere else.
I'm just looking at it from a pessimistic standpoint. Did see this report from Ian Rappaport, and we'll talk a little more about this in our Lindsay and Associates Pro Hog update. Frank Ragnow apparently had two sprains in the game this past weekend. He sprained his knee and he sprained an ankle. He just missed a few snaps and coming in, and we kind of heard him talk about toughness yesterday and doing it for the city. But I didn't realize the degree of pain and injury status he was going through, and yet he just kind of toughed it out.
Well, and that's what a lineman is. They just call that week, another week in the NFL. I mean, you're going to get those bumps, bruises, sprains, all that. You got to play through it. That's why they pay you the money they pay you to play through that. And he spoke to it, you know, the desire to win for that city. You know, he grew up, you know, probably closer to the Vikings as far as where he grew up. I don't know, but I know that part, you know, based on where he's from, but there's a lot of Lions fans up that direction. A lot of people that Barry Sanders turned into fans of their program. He gets it because he's from that area of the country, how important this is. So I think you feel that pressure and you feel an obligation to get in there and do what you got to do. Yep. And he did.
It'll be a fun weekend ahead on Sunday with two what I think are going to be pretty good conference championship games. Bet Saracen has come out with their 2024 College World Series betting odds. Arkansas is fourth at plus 1,100. The Demon Deacons of Wake Forest are number one. LSU's two. And then Florida is number three.
Now this is to win it all?
Okay. A&M and Vandy. So five of the top six teams hail from the SEC. And then when you include Tennessee and Texas, it's seven of the top nine. I don't know if Texas technically isn't an SEC team yet, but we always say this, though, when it comes to SEC baseball, as good as the football side of things are, women's basketball, some other sports, SEC baseball is just a different level, man, when you have those type of odds, and then you'll see in the top 25 as well.
That's right. Maybe the toughest sport, you know, football is not the toughest sport top to bottom. The league's very good, top three or four slots, and I'm not saying it's easy, but baseball or women's basketball may be the best two sports. Softball's right there somewhere in the conversation as far as 1 through 8, 1 through 9, somewhere in there, how difficult this league is. I mean, there's years where back in the old days where you didn't make the SEC tournament unless you were in the top 8 in baseball, number 9 would still make the NCAA field. The hardest 8-team grouping that there was is harder to win the SEC tournament than the College World Series. I mean, this This league is brutal. One through 10.
Last thing here in your Hog update. Walk-on tryouts for Arkansas are happening February the 6th, which is a Tuesday. They're going to start about 10:45 at the Fred W. Smith Football Center. I've never actually watched one of these, but I at some point, maybe this, I don't know if I have any plans that day, but I kind of want to go see what this is like from the walk-on.
You ever want to do it? Do you ever want to be Rudy?
No. I was going to walk.
What about basketball? Do you ever want to be Rudy?
Yeah, I would have been more like Matt Zimmerman or Jimmy. Jimmy, I guess, was a walk-on. Zimmerman got moved to manager immediately, and that's a coach would have watched me play and be like, hey, you can be a manager, you can get out. That would have been that would have been the extent of the tryout at this point. That's going to do it for your Hog update. It is brought to you by our friends at Mr. Sparky.
You don't have to put up with any malarkey. Call 888-8-SPARKY.
Received an interesting text here on the McLarty Daniel hotline. We're talking about the coaching positions opened earlier in the National Football League. Jim Harbaugh apparently still interviewing with the Los Angeles Chargers. Billy texted in. He thinks that the reasons that Belichick and Harbaugh have not signed on to any NFL team or been hired is because they're waiting on to see what happens with Sean McDermott in Buffalo.
Okay.
They think that is an interesting vantage point and perspective. I hadn't thought about that. I don't know if McDermott's clearly off the hot seat. They can't seem to get over the hump. But Jim Harbaugh to Buffalo with Josh Allen certainly would be a wild wrinkle in the National Football League, and I don't hate that hire.
Hey, parents. Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hi, everybody. This is Chris George from Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas gifts, weddings, heirloom family treasures. And at Joshua's Fine Jewelry, we only have one sale every year, and it's right now. Every single item in our store is value priced for Christmas. We do custom one-of-a-kind jewelry. If that's what you're looking for, come see us. You can get anything fixed for a Christmas gift, selection, quality, service, and Christmas red tag prices now through Christmas at Joshua's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Russellville.
Have you tried Benville Brewing's new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale? It's handcrafted in Arkansas. You'll taste the great tropical citrus, including the passion fruit, the guava, and pineapple. It's creamy, zingy, and zows the taste buds. It's weird, wonderful, and wacky all at the same time. Try the new Space Goose Hazy India Pale Ale from Benville Brewing.
What do you think about this past weekend with two story franchises in Detroit and San Francisco? The guys that maybe had the biggest games were both Arkansas Razorbacks. And Dre Greenlaw with the two interceptions on Jordan Love, one sealed the game. And then Frank Ragnow, who they brought him in the postgame interview on NBC with Jared Goff. I mean, that not only it shows Goff's respect and Dan Campbell's respect for him, but I mean, the caliber of player that he is an all-pro guy, described by his head coach and the best center of the league. Christian, this is probably the biggest the biggest Lindsay Associates Pro Hog update that we've had at this point.
I was going to say, we've got a lot to break down with the former Razorbacks making their presence felt in the biggest of stages. And Frank Ragnow is one of those. He's on the Lions, and they advanced to the NFC Championship on Sunday with a 31-23 victory over Baker Mayfield and the Bucks. Ragnow got credit for a key block in the game on the goal line while injured that led to a touchdown run. The Lions are one game away from playing in a Super Bowl, but it will not be easy. They've got Dre Greenlaw and the 49ers in their way, and Greenlaw, man, two interceptions on Saturday against the Packers in the 24-21 win. One of his interceptions came on the Packers' final drive to ice the game, where he kind of refused to go down at first, but man, that was a huge play by him.
Yeah, you think about those two guys and what both, Chuck kind of alluded to it earlier, what they've both gone through in their own personal lives, and then for the injury aspect side of things, Dre's been banged up for a good chunk of his college and NFL career. Frank dealing with the sprained ankle and the sprained knee, as I brought up in the Hog update. It is pretty remarkable that not just from a personal side of things, but what they've had to go through this season alone, and yet they find themselves on the cusp of the biggest game in their entire life.
I guess if you're a Razorback fan, it's hard to kind of pick between the Lions and the 49ers, because, I mean, you've got Ragnow and Dre Greenlaw and even Dan Skipper on the line. So. Yeah,
Brandon Allen, too, and Jerry Jacobs. So there's five Razorbacks that are at least on rosters. They're not going to have the same impact as Greenlaw and Ragnow on Sunday, but they're still at least on the roster. So that's you take that. To my knowledge, I didn't see any, and I went back and double-checked on the rosters. I might have missed one, but I don't know there's any Ravens or Kansas City connections for Arkansas. I've got a friend that's that works in Kansas City for the Chiefs in their video department, but as far as player goes, I don't think there's anyone in like that.
Moving over to the NBA side of things, Jordan Walsh made his NBA debut on January 17th against the Spurs in their win. He played 3 minutes and he had 4 rebounds.
Yep, they really like him in Boston. He's going to be a project player. Jordan's got the size. The Link's got a great shooting stroke. The issue with Boston is that rotation. When you got guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum that play Jordan's position, it's going to be really hard to kind of crack that at some point in time. But they like him, and hopefully at some point he gets past that into that rotation, and really just on the roster. That's the biggest thing.
Yep, and that is all for the Lindsay and Associates update.
All right, it's brought to you by Lindsay and Associates. They are celebrating their 50th year in the real estate business. They're the leading real estate company in Northwest Arkansas. If you're listing, selling, or leasing, Lindsay and Associates can handle all of your real estate needs. Over 200 professionally trained agents, 3 convenient locations. They're in Fayetteville, they're in Rogers, and they're in Bentonville. Lindsay and Associates, the winning choice. Go to Lindsay.com to search all the current real estate inventory. That's Lindsay.com. At Lindsay & Associates, we bring great neighbors together.
Before we get to our friend Tom Murphy on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, I do have a treat for you this morning. Have you heard the Korean call of Tyler Bass's
missed
field goal?
No, you were telling me about this before the show.
Here we go. My favorite, to be honest, is watching soccer games and the Spanish call of any, again, marquee game, whether it's like Real Madrid and Barcelona. Matt Jones is the biggest soccer fan of ESPN Arkansas, and he could tell you a lot more than that. But I was listening to that.
I've got questions. So I've always wondered now, like these foreign language calls that we have some fun with, like this one here, is that for the Korean audience domestically in the U.S.? Is there enough interest back in Korea? I mean, we hear this all the time, and I understand the Spanish language. That makes sense with the amount we have here, but I've never understood all that. And the Super Bowl will have basically every language you can imagine represented in a call some way. But who is the target audience on like a divisional round game?
I am not the person.
I don't know. I mean, because there's no radio call where we go and do a radio broadcast for a non-American sport in Europe and send it back here because there's enough interest. I've got a lot of questions about this. Who's watching and listening to this stuff?
I don't know who the person to ask that question is, but it is not me. It's not me. I do not.
You're such a wealth of knowledge.
I can be in certain areas, but not in that. Speaking of wealth of knowledge, our friend Tom Murphy now joins us on the McCarty Daniel Hotline. Tom, incredible divisional games this weekend, particularly in Buffalo between Kansas City and Josh Allen and the Buffalo Bills. Is Allen ever going to be able to beat Mahomes? Because this was his best chance to this point.
Good morning, y'all. You know, when the Bills play the Chiefs, I can't lose because I've become a Chiefs fan living in this part of the country. And and I like their franchise. But the Bills, I like their colors, and I like their grit. And they're kind of like us. They get the Super Bowls, they can't win them. Their heartache from those four in a row that they lost is similar to our one massive heartache in losing to the Patriots. So I can relate to the Bills. And I like Josh Allen. He's scrappy. So I can't lose when those two teams play. And, yeah, he beat them in the regular season. And certainly there'll be a chance, I would think, over the years that they'll meet in the playoffs again because they're two really good franchises. Although the Ravens with Lamar are going to be formidable for years to come as well. Hey, I got a kick. I saw that what you just played, the Korean broadcast of the missed field goal. But I saw it, and I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this. And I refreshed on my phone, and I couldn't go back and find it. And so it was a frustrating thing, and now I'm glad I've heard it.
That's why we got it for you this morning. Well, Tommy, you kind of mentioned winning either way when the Bills and the Chiefs go at it. I would say to a certain extent, unless you're a Niners or if you're a Detroit fan, Arkansas fans kind of win either way this weekend. You've got two former Razorbacks, or really five, but two prominent former Razorbacks. They're going to have huge parts in this weekend. I know we probably have more Niner fans than we do Detroit in this neck of the woods, but I bet Arkansas fans kind of feel that same way you do in regards to the Bills and Chiefs with a few former Hogs on the surface this Sunday.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about both matchups. And really the NFC game holds a lot of our interest because, you know, Ragnow will release and block Greenlaw from time to time. And, you know, the tush push that Greenlaw helped stop on the 4th-and-1. And by the way, I thought Jordan Love converted that. I think, you know, that's the kind of thing that will happen. And so happy for Dre Greenlaw, who's gone on to have a really good professional career. He's getting to play the sidekick role kind of to Fred Warner, but I read a lot of the post game from the win the other night, and, you know, Greenlaw was talked about, like, they're asking Christian McCaffrey what they thought of Greenlaw's running style, and it, like, McCaffrey imitated it up there at the podium, holding the ball away from himself. I don't know if y'all saw my story, but two picks by Greenlaw, he got 25 yards in returns on those two picks. You know how many yards he ran? 101 yards he ran trying to get those two picks back. So I'm stoked. The Dan Skipper story is compelling to me. And then, of course, you still got you got Brandon Allen as a backup with the Niners, and you got Jerry Jacobs who's on the injured for the Lions. So really, Razorbacks fans should be very plugged into that game.
Yeah. Now, I think Sunday is it's a top five sports day for me in the annual calendar because generally both of those games deliver. It goes into the evening. I mean, it's a have buddies over, get together, watch football kind of day. So I think AFC, NFC championship game in some ways for me exceeds the Super Bowl because generally you're always, you know, going to get at least one of the two, and usually both of the games are very entertaining to the end.
Totally agree with you, and I'll be completely plugged in. And also, it just doesn't come with the hype and all the pregame and all. I'm not real big for watching all the pregame shows. Even when the Falcons were in the Super Bowl, I didn't want to hear anything about behind the scenes. I just wanted to watch the kickoff. But, on this one, I'll be – and, you know, all that Taylor Swift stuff, that's great for the league, man. But Jason Kelce, if there's one person who could upstage Taylor a little bit, it's a shirtless Jason Kelce doing his antics. How many people in this country would have jumped out of the window and slipped on that ice and bust their butts? But Jason Kelce did not. And so I don't know. I'm a fan. Him and Travis are living their best lives, and we're all better off for it.
Hey, we'll get to Wednesday night or tomorrow night's game against Ole Miss, but let's talk about College Game Day coming to Fayetteville. Arkansas is going to be showcased with its basketball program. I know you really think, you know, normally these kind of programs come when you're riding high and things are going great and you hadn't had it before. And Tommy, it seems like the timing's a little bit off for college basketball's premier show to come to Fayetteville.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Razorbacks, if you take any random sample of a time period to showcase them in the last 4 years, you might have been on a particular upswing. And it just so happens this time they're going to be asking Eric Musselman what's going wrong, you know. What are the issues you're facing? Why can't you stop the ball defensively? Things like that. And you're going to hear a lot more about
I can't even pronounce the dude's name, the 7'2" guy, Big Z,
mm-hmm.
you know, who just got ruled eligible. You're going to hear a lot more about him and about Kentucky scoring, leading the country in scoring. And they are a good shooting team. They're the best shooting team in the SEC, the best three-point shooting team. They're really connected. And I'm just going to go on a long rant here, but Arkansas is not connected. I mean, to me, that was my biggest takeaway. Watching South Carolina, the way they moved the ball around offensively and ended up with open shots, and they made a lot of them. And Arkansas got some open shots, too, and missed them. They're not a good shooting team, and I think that has to do with just the unity, connectivity that you have. It's hard for them to work and get open shots. Their dribble drivers aren't being as effective as the teams they're playing who are getting into the paint and breaking things down. So there's a lot to – I mean, here's the thing. The talent, there's a lot of talent in place, but it's not all just together. And so this is going to be, of all the, you know, reclamation projects within a season that Eric Musselman has pulled off, this looks like the toughest by far.
Tom Murphy with us here on the McCarty Daniel Hotline, Whole Hog Sports, Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Tommy, bring up a point that I know I've been hammering on and Muss has talked about. They're, again, the dribble drives, the penetrators, it's not as plentiful. You think about Anthony Black last year, 2 years ago as J.D. Notte. I would say Jalen Tate is kind of the anomaly of that group. Jalen Harris penetrated in 4 years ago. Is there guys on the roster, Nell Ellis, Keon Minifield, Lane Blocker, Devo at times, can they become what Arkansas needs to get their offense going, or are they what they are at this point?
Well, I mean, we've seen that at times, and there's some times where Ellis has been knocked off his point, and he's a little bit off balance. But, you know, when you're talking about Mason Jones and Notte and those guys you just ran through, you know, these are, you know, guys who had some, sturdiness to them and all, and so they weren't bumped around as much. And so when L does it, he's just got to stay on balance a little bit more. And quite often it seems he tends to shoot, but it's a particular skill to be able to drive past someone and keep your eyes, you know, your head on a pivot and looking for cutters and what's the best option for me here. Do I shoot? Do I draw contact? Do I do a wraparound pass to an open teammate? And so Battle and Ellis and, you know, Devo, that's not ever been a particularly strong suit. He can do it. He just hasn't done it as much as these other guys were listing. So that's got to be a part of, if they're going to turn it around, the dribble driving, breaking down defenses, and hitting open teammates has got to be more part of it. And when I watch their offense, quite often when there's a shot, it's, you know, there's some one-on-one action going on, and not often are people crashing the boards. And so when Chandler Lawson and Makai Mitchell are in there and the other, and Graham, they've got to go harder to the glass. Arkansas has got to be able to clean up its misses like the teams like A&M and South Carolina have done to them.
Yeah, that's, again, one of the struggle areas this year. I think about an offensive rebound or two from Jeremiah Davenport, but they're not doing that. You're exactly right. Again, Tom Murphy with us. You mentioned Caleb Battle there. We saw him last week. Do we see him tomorrow night? It's been kind of hit and miss with Caleb.
You guys ask me these questions about personnel every time I come on, and I never know the answer. I mean, I don't know if Eric Musselman knows the answer. It's who shows up in practice that day, who does the game plan on the court, and Battles have been, you know, recently the odd man out. And I, you know, I think they like Blocker and Pinion, but they're not getting a whole lot of playing time. So it's just a mystery. And that's one of the things with this team is he's trying to figure out among this talented roster who can go out there and be consistent. And it's just amazing to me that a guy who can score with the capabilities that Battle has not been able to find his way on the court. It looks to me a defensive thing. And so the message is clear. If you come out, play defense, keep guys in front of you, you're going to get more playing time.
Yeah. Last one before we go, Tom. Scale of 1 to 100, how frustrating is this season for Eric Musselman? I mean, just him personally, because, I mean, it just seems like each press conference is wrapped in frustration.
And he says what he's thinking about. I mean, he's probably not saying everything he's thinking about, but, like, in my 5 years here, we haven't had this type of deal, you know. We haven't had to look for this or that. You can tell he's frustrated, but he and his staff are the one that put this roster together, and you have to think about what will chemistry be like. What is this guy's lateral quickness what we want? I know they went for more three-point shooting this year, and some of these guys can shoot the three, but what you're giving up on the other side is turned into more of an issue. So, hey, look, he's been a master puzzle solver for 4 years here. This one looks to be the toughest. I think they're going to be better, and I think what we see from playing time is going to be the guys they identify in practice who care the most, who want to stay connected the most. Because I don't know if there's selfishness. I don't know what's going on inside the locker room, but it's not connectivity, and so they've got to push for that to get the season turned around.
Well, if he's a master puzzle solver, I think Nate Oates is hiding like two corner pieces in a sport coat somewhere. That's why it can't be solved. Nate Oates has the corner pieces somehow.
Ouch, man. Well, I tell you, this much I do like about Nate. He goes in post game and he says, you know, like we got out tough at Tennessee. They showed us what it means to be tough. And he said last year we lost at Tennessee big, and it helped turn our season around, and so he's open for the same thing.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network, the best podcast in the Natty State. Just search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.